The heaviest fighting in 4 years between Israel and militants in the Gaza Strip, and it's brought life to a standstill on both sides of the border.
Joining us live from Jerusalem with the latest on this developing situation, Associated Press correspondent Aaron Heller in Jerusalem. Aaron, tell us, what's the mood of the people there along the Gaza-Israeli border and there in Jerusalem about this fighting and the uptick?
Well, like you said, it is the most intense round of fighting in nearly 4 years, and life essentially has come to a standstill, both in Gaza and in the southern Israel, where about a million Israelis are under the threat of rocket fire. The highlights so far today are that a rocket attack struck an Israeli city in southern Israel, killing three Israelis there. Just to put that into context, only four Israelis were killed as a result of rocket attacks during that campaign 4 years ago that lasted 3 weeks. And in the last 4 years, things have been rather quiet until this erupted yesterday when Israel assassinated the Hamas military chief in Gaza. And since then, we have really seen just an unbelievable round of fire. The Israeli military or Israeli police actually saying today that about 200 rockets were fired on Israel today. That's the most ever that have struck Israel. And Israel at the same time, but a similar number hitting Gaza, killing about 15 people. But more than that, really trying to just take out the Hamas long-range missile capability. That's been their target so far. As we can see, the rockets are still going deep into Israel. Its missile defense system being able to knock down some of them. But just recently, the city of Rishon LeZion, that's the fourth largest city in Israel, just in the southern outskirts of Tel Aviv, it was hit just recently. So really no end in sight right now to this round of violence, which is the worst we've seen in 4 years.
When all of this started, who fired first?
Well, it depends who you ask. Israel essentially fired the attack that killed the Hamas commander yesterday in Gaza. They say that happened after a couple of attacks that took place in previous days when Hamas attacked some of the soldiers on the border and were basically breaking the ceasefire that had been going on for a long time. And so Gaza says that Israel attacked. Israel saying they did what they had to do to stop rocket fire attacking its citizens in southern Israel.
Yeah, who would have thought we'd be talking about this? I mean, it wasn't that long ago we were all wondering whether Israel might be planning some attack on Iran. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu apparently is now threatening to invade Palestinian territory. What are the chances of that happening?
Well, if you recall, I remember talking to you guys about 4 years ago in pretty much the same situation. There are a lot of similarities between these two campaigns. Back then also it started with a heavy barrage of Israeli rocket attacks in Gaza and a threat to invade Israel ultimately did, killing hundreds of Palestinians and achieving quiet for nearly 4 years. This time we're in the same situation. Israel has threatened that it will go in the ground if it can't stop the